Just in time for Father's Day, here's legendary St. Paul poet Mike Finley.
When I was almost four, our family went for a car ride from Ohio to New York City. Springtime, 1954. At one point, we stood on the observation deck of Rockefeller Center. I could see the Empire State Building and the Chrysler Building. They're all a few blocks away. I was pumped. I was on top of the most important place in the world. Then my dad picked me up and suspended me by my ankles over the rail as a joke.
No.
They put up a screen like the next day. I was wiggling in his grasp like a worm on a hook. I looked down, down forever at the tiny vehicles on Fifth Avenue. I clawed my dad's wrists to hold on. I could see my mom upside down, screaming. My brother and my sister also upside down, screaming. I guess my dad thought he was teaching me some manly life message, lesson. Good old dad. Impulsive, aggressive, testosterone rich, not too taken with his own children, Mr. Not Empathic. Someday I will tell how he taught me to swim. Now, 65 years later, I am seeing a therapist. He sees a pattern in my life that I have made it my life mission not to be like my dad, to be a good man. And that's why I'm messed up. Rachel and I raised our two kids so lovingly. I stayed home from work for 21 years so I could be with them, feed them, cut the crusts off their bread. We told jokes, we sang songs, we took them to the Children's Museum. We read picture books by their bedside. I took Danielle, age 3, to 17 different playgrounds in one day. That's gotta be a record. We just kept going. But she was already having panic attacks and slipping into angry depressions. The world, or her brain, was working its wonders on her. One day, when she was 20, I drew up some hygiene ideas for her to deal with her depression. Do nice stuff for yourself. Go for walks. Buy flowers. Eat fresh fruit. Do things you don't feel like doing. Remember, your intuitions suck. So don't fall in love with your comfort zone. Wear clothes that make you feel good about yourself. Brushing your teeth shows that you respect yourself. Laugh every chance you get. It may sound strangled at first, but it will come back in due time. Have someone you can bitch to, but be nice to them so they don't head for the hills. Don't write poems about your feelings. Write about stuff that is outside you, that strengthens your curiosity. Be a reporter, not an empath. Empaths suffer 10,000 deaths. Admire people you see who are trying to make it. Lots of people are trying real hard. Get a dog. She'll get you out of your room 5 times a day. Hug that dog like a life preserver every chance you get. Also, be a good girl as much as you can stand. Wickedness is fun, but eventually it bites you in the ass. That's the list. Didn't do any good. She didn't make it to her 25th birthday. See, life doesn't make a lot of sense. Fatherhood doesn't really make sense. My dad was cruel, and I turned out okay. Too okay to hear my shrink. My darling Danielle, no such luck. God is such an asshole.
Da 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 da